And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Your No Show, the Blog Talk Radio on the RBR network that addresses New Thought Metaphysics, which simply means a new way of thinking as we move beyond the physical and discuss the metaphysical aspects of spiritual intervention that incorporates the wisdom of yesterday with the technology of today and allows us to bridge the gap and circumnavigate the spiritual highways of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, and it is my pleasure to serve as your host and to invite spirit-filled people to share with us how it is that they are showing up in the world, making a difference in their neighborhood mosques, temples, churches, synagogues, and even the neighborhood 7-Elevens, and then taking that into the streets, moving about to see what needs to be done, how it is that people want to be helped, what needs to be done right there where they are, and moving forward to make that happen, to make a difference. We are so pleased, so excited that you decided to spend a few of your LPEs with us this evening. What are LPEs, Reverend Matt? Well, LPEs are life's precious energy. And so you decided to spend your LPEs, your life's precious energy, with us for these next 58.7 minutes and seconds. And we are so grateful that you did. We are excited to bring you another wonder-filled, wonderful program. And I cannot wait for you to connect with this awesome young man who has decided to come to us all the way from Baltimore, Maryland, and to share with us a philosophy that he is now using to make things better for himself, to make things better for the world, and to make things better everywhere. Well, who is this, you might ask? That's a great question. I thought you'd never ask. His name is Mr. Joshua Lee. He is a mental health professional. He is licensed as a clinical social worker with more than 17 years of experience providing services to public schools and other community-based organizations within the Baltimore metropolitan area. This includes working with adults who have co-occurring disorders for many years. He is currently in private practice in Baltimore City and works with private clients and homeless men and women. He is also very heavily involved in his church community, and that is where we met, because a very dear friend of mine is actually his minister, and he's a long-standing member of the One God, One... Let me do that again. And Lord knows, as many times as I've said it, I never should mess that one up. He is a long-standing member of the One God, One Thought Center for Better Living in Baltimore, Maryland. And, of course, my good friend, the Reverend Burnett Jones, is the senior minister there. He is also a participatory member of the board of the Universal Foundation for Better Living, or UFBL, which is the umbrella organization of the church. He has presented numerous times at numerous places, and without further ado, what I really want to do is to bring on this phenomenal gentleman of spirit so that he can talk to us about creating, enhancing, and maintaining the game plan for your life and the lives of those who are within your circle of influence. And that's what we all want to do, isn't it? We all want to be able to assist those who are part of our experience and to help them move forward in wonderful and wonder-filled ways. Joshua Lee, are you on board, sir? Are you hearing my voice, and are you able to say good evening?
Yes, yes, and yes. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, my friend. Why don't you, let's just jump straight into this thing, because these 58.7 minutes and seconds will fly by very quickly, Joshua, and I know that you have created a phenomenal plan that a lot of people are excited about, And in creating that plan, it is helping people all over the country and even outside of the country when you go outside to talk to people about the game plan. Ladies and gentlemen, if you received my information, then you have a copy of it there. But we're also going to share with you how you can, if you're listening on the phone, you can go up online, and Mr. Lee will give you a website that you can go to, and you can actually take a look at it, or you can look at the piece that I sent. Either way will work. But Joshua, how was it that you came to create this situation, and how is it working for the people that you are working with, please?
Well, thank you for this opportunity, first of all, Reverend Mac. You know, I used to work in city schools in Baltimore, and my last stint in the school system was at an alternative high school. And, you know, students would come and say, well, I want to get right back to my school after serving 30, 60, 90 days here. And great. You know, we're all on board. The teachers are on board. The administrators are on board. But for some reason, you know, the students would still get in trouble over time. You know, mm-hmm. they would still hang out with their friends over the weekends, get in trouble. They would, you know, have several, referrals to the office. You know, things just kept piling up. Mm-hmm. And it was one time when a student was in my office, and he was upset because I confronted him with, well, you said this when you first got here, but look at these things here. Look at your attendance record. Look at the, you know, referral record, just the facts, right? And he started arguing back with me until I showed him the facts, and he could not argue with the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in that moment I said, wow, what game are you really playing, son?
Mm-hmm.
And that birthed to the game plan. It's a powerful coaching and counseling model that empowers people to overcome challenges that stop them in life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Basic.
I wonder if you can give us some specific examples. I know one of the examples that you had shared with me during our conversation while I was in Baltimore, as well as this week when we were planning and preparing for our time together, you talked about a lady who is in investment portfolio business, in the business of taking people's money and helping them to make money, and of course from that she earns money. And you said that the interesting thing was that she was only getting small clients. She wasn't getting any of the larger clients that she knew. She knew how to help, and she couldn't quite grasp, figure out what was going on. She went mm-hmm. through your program. She talked with you over and over and over again, and you worked with her. And as a result of that, she had a person, and many people, I'm sure, since then, that invested $1 million with her. And so her business escalated and moved off the charts as a result of that type of situation. I wonder if you can share other stories with us, Joshua, that are similar to that, and also tell us what was it that made the paradigm shift? What was it that brought about that change?
Well, certainly with her, she realized, again, she's a financial planner, and she realized that the messages that she had received growing up from her family were counterproductive and just counter to what she actually went into the field of financial planning for, right? You want a financial planner who is, you know, has abundance and, you know, just really focused on growing and expanding your money as well as hers. And the family message was being poor was a virtue. Being poor was a virtue. And when she got present to that, as I guided her through the game plan, she really saw how ubiquitous and overwhelming that message just kind of permeated her life growing up. Mm-hmm. And she experienced a ceiling, you know, in her business for several years. She kept bumping up against that ceiling. And once mm-hmm. she got present to that as a lifelong message, she was able to do something about it. We oftentimes have these long-standing, deeply rooted messages and beliefs and ideas about how things should go, and really, those are the games we tend to play.
That's right.
I mean, you know, a set of beliefs that has a corresponding set of actions that correlate perfectly with those beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Emotions, feelings, and thoughts, right? They are intertwined, closely connected.
Yeah. I wonder if you could also share with us, Mr. Lee, a little of your history. And you and I are very good friends. We've been around each other for a number of years during my tenure of service there in the Northeast, working with the Capital District International New Thought Alliance, and of course, One God, One Thought, doing many workshops and speaking engagements and so forth. There, you and I became very good friends, and I know your history, but I want for you to share it with our listening audience, those that are both online as well as those that have phoned in, because until people really know your history, they can't really understand why it is that you do what you do, and most importantly, why it is that you care. So can you share just for a couple of minutes, please, a little bit of your history and how it is that you matriculated to where it is that you are now?
Certainly. So born and raised in West Baltimore, Maryland, youngest of six, and, you know, in the neighborhood and even within our family experienced violence. And, you know, some of the typical things that you would find in inner city neighborhoods, drug use, you know, again, violence in and around the community, and even mental illness within our family. And it was, you know, a blessing, I see it now through my spiritual teachings, that I experienced those things early on and really kind of went within to figure out my path out of all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just not forgetting from whence I've come and really having everything I needed to reach back and begin to support my family, to support, you know, people in the neighborhood. I currently work with homeless men in an employment academy in Baltimore, and it's there that I bring to bear all the training, experience, life experiences, and education that I've acquired over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And guys grew up in the same neighborhoods I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And as it goes, therefore, I go, but for God, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Really guiding me through and leading me actually to the One God, One Thought Center for Better Living in Baltimore, where there was a immediate transformation. It was as if once I walked in the doors, my soul was at home, and I never left, and grew up essentially as a young adult in the church since 1999 and taking on leadership opportunities. There are older folks in the congregation that said, you should do this. And I said, well, I don't think so, you know. They kept persisting, and I said yes.
Yeah.
Everything I said yes to, it stretched me, and I grew. And
awesome.
You know, worked in the school system in Baltimore, and now I'm working again with adults in and around the city.
Excellent. Again, I want to come back and ask you to share a couple of stories. And I also know that in preparing for this show tonight, Mr. Lee, you and I identified a couple of people that we wanted to work with and to share some information and give them an opportunity to work with you in advance of the show. But that was actually today, guys, so please understand that, that Joshua did what he has done with these folks that he worked with probably in less than 20 to 30 minutes per person, and I think there are about three or so people. And so some of the what you will hear, and then we will bring those folks in and allow them to share as well. And so I want to thank you, Joshua, for being an open and receptive vehicle for God to use. And of course, whenever it is that we do that, then Spirit fills our cup to overflowing, as you said a moment ago, and we are so grateful. But share with us one more situation that you have helped someone with that our listening audience could relate to and see how it is that they, too, could use your services.
Sure. So I was working with a minister, actually, who was near retirement. She's part-time, you know, part-time ministry. And so she's nearing retirement in her job and was kind of stretching that over time. You know, not this year, I'll do it next year. Next year comes, I'll do it next year. You know, and when we went through this process called the game plan, she got present to that she was actually scared. There was fear that was stopping her from stepping into a new and open space of full-time ministry. Mm-hmm. And we talk about games, you know, what game are you really playing? And she realized the game she was playing, and we try to bring some lightness and fun to it. It was the air God butt game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was that moment that she got present to, wow, I've been playing, you know, this game that was full of fear, so counter to what she believed in. And once she got present to it, it was like pulling a curtain back, like the Wizard of Oz guy, and exposing all of that stuff. Hello?
I'm here. Yeah. I'm here. Go ahead.
Really nasty stuff that we tend not to want to deal with.
Uh-huh.
And she was at a moment of choice. Now that it's been revealed, you cannot go, you know, the butterfly cannot go back into the cocoon kind of thing.
Right.
And she chose powerfully to create something new, a new space to step into. She made up that game. She made up another, you know, she can make up another game, which was Ministry is Mine game. And she went on to start her own ministry.
Is that right? That's awesome. That's awesome. Why don't we talk a little bit, because I actually asked you to work with one of our folks, Ms. Carrie, and out of California A. And, of course, Carrie is one of my guest co-hosts on this program. And she was and is always wanting to move forward and be who it is that Spirit wants for her to be. And in doing that, when I asked her if she was interested in doing so, she immediately, without hesitation, said definitely yes, absolutely, and no hesitation whatsoever. Yes, I want to do that. Let me bring Carrie into our conversation here, Joshua, as well. Carrie, good evening. Are you live and in living color with us?
Oh, yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We hear you just fine. Thank you so much for being with us. Now, let me go back to you, Joshua. Why don't you set up for us some of what you and Carrie have already decided it was okay to share. Now, there's a lot, guys, that we're not going to tell everybody because it's none of your business. And the way that Joshua Lee works and the way that Robert MacMillan works and every other counselor is to keep that which you want kept secret unless it is to actually help you to move forward and be who it is that you are. And then we give you the opportunity, the choice to do that. So, Joshua, can you share with us from the perspective of that which Carrie has said it's okay for you to share, what you all's working together was all about?
Certainly. So, you know, the game plan is a strengths-based model, and we started with her strength, her inner, outer, and upper strength, and other resources that I call the four corners of support, her fans, her coaches, her referees, and her teammates. And together, those things we use to overcome whatever or whoever the opponent is. And the great thing about this process, Reverend Mac, is that the player gets to say who everything is or who everyone is that occupies these spaces here. It's, you know, we create our own worlds, our inner worlds, and it shows up in our outer world. And so we went through setting up the game board, as I call it, looking at how do we unpack all of, you know, the things that, and again, it was a brief, you know, within a half hour's time, we were able to get some clarity about how she set up her world. Mm. And, you know, immediately I could gather from Carrie that she was, you know, strong, independent woman. And mm-hmm. there were barriers to the full expression of that.
Yes, sir, I can concur with you completely that I get that strong, independent part almost every week. It does show up as who it is that Carrie is. Carrie, how was that experience just briefly in working with Joshua for you, and what takeaways did you glean from those moments that you want to share with us?
The experience was very, very powerful for me. And it's interesting that the strong, independent part, it was a strength. However, what I got present to during the process is that it can be a weakness in that I felt like I have to do everything. Mm. It's up to me to be the strong, independent all the time. And if I don't have the resource right now to, you know, get the job done, that job won't get done until I have the resource to get it done, instead of maybe asking my teammates. It was interesting to even realize that I had the teammates that I actually have. So, yeah, it was amazing. It was very powerful.
Excellent.
Hey, Carrie, do you want to say what you discovered, the game you were really playing?
So the game that I was playing was, there are typos in the marquee. You know, I'm a performer, and I always think of myself as the headliner, and that my name is up in lights and everything. But when the you know, everybody's looking at the marquee, there's all these typos and everything wrong with it. Forget about the performance. Forget about the message in the show. It's all about, the only thing they remember are how many typos are in the marquee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, gotcha. The typos, so the typographical errors that we then tend to focus in on, and whether or not the I is dotted and the T is crossed, as opposed to recognizing and realizing that we're sitting at a train track. And the really important thing is to get our butt off the tracks, because the train is coming. And so if we are focused on the things and the areas that at the moment are not important, if we're taking a test, an exam, and not crossing the T or dotting the I is going to take away significant points, yes, we focus on that. But what I hear the two of you saying is that you were able, Carrie, and to your credit, you were willing. And that has to be, Joshua, a very strong part of this, that we are willing to listen, willing to change, willing to move. Thank you, Carrie. I want for you to stand by, though, if you will, Miss Carrie, because I'm going to come back to you in a minute. But, Joshua, I wonder if you could address that area before we move to someone else of being willing to change, wanting to change, wanting for things to be different, and then being willing to do those things necessary in order to make things different for ourselves and our family.
Yeah, so, you know, willingness is, you know, it's great to have someone who's willing to be a part of this process. And remember I said I started with high school students who were sent to an alternative school. And if you know anything about young people, teenagers, they are oftentimes not willing to engage in something that's going to move them forward. So I quickly learned and gained a skill set to roll with the resistance, you know, and not fight resistance with resistance, and you get more resistance. So over the years, I've acquired the skill to, you know, whether you're willing or not, you know, it's all up to you, because is this how you want to live your life? You know, so I just guide people and things get exposed. And even the willing still has to choose, right? They have to choose the game that they now has uncovered and discovered is not where they say where they want to go or what they're about. Okay, great. Just as with Carrie, she chose to give up the game of typos in the marquee and choose another game that really supports her to minimize and diminish her performance gap. And it was a powerful statement that she created. We use a lot of metaphors. People speak in images. So I just support them to kind of bring those images to life. And she created, you know, we create our worlds in our words. And she said, it's going to be tough to kind of turn, you know, the ship around. And I say, ship, okay. All right, is it a big, you know, a ship is big. Do you want to claim that, or you want a, you know, a tiny boat that you can turn on a dime? And she chose the boat that she can turn in this moment, right now, in a new direction.
Excellent. I love it. I'd like for you, if you will, Joshua Lee, to go ahead and give people your website address, telephone number, and if you'd like an email address where they can reach you later today, tonight, or tomorrow, this week, the remainder of this year, in order to utilize your services, whether it's for a one-time opportunity or an ongoing challenge that seems to be lingering.
Yes, sir. So my website is all one word. It's What's Your Game Plan for Life? No apostrophe in what. It's What's Your Game Plan for Life? All letters.
Is that .com?
.com, yes.
Okay.
All letters, no numbers. What's Your Game Plan for Life? And there is my contact information. But my phone number where I could be reached is 443-588-5048. I'll repeat that. 443-588-5048. And, you know, Reverend Mack, the game plan is, you know, very broad in its application, such that I call it a three-tiered approach where I can work with individuals, groups, and even organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Last spring, I worked with a school in Washington, D.C., where collectively they discovered what games they were playing that was not in alignment with the vision and mission statement of the school.
And so that then would have been top down, because in order for the vision and the mission to not be in sync with what was going on, management to have created that, and then they weren't doing what they needed to do in order to bring that in line, and or it had changed. And I assume, Joshua, that there are times when our missions change, our goals change, and we have to reinvent the wheel. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. And at the same time, we are individuals who come into a collective,
mm-hmm.
right? So we bring ourselves and our, you know, circumstances into the space. So people are dealing with upset at home, oftentimes can't turn it off, or it's difficult for them to turn it off, and so they bring it into the schoolhouse, or they bring mm-hmm. it into, you know, a work situation. And then the culture of the school, if it's not checked, will quickly diminish, and you have a toxic environment, and people are, you know, fall out of sync with the vision and mission statement. So we were able to expose it and give people an opportunity to choose now that it's, like, right in their face, and they
mm-hmm.
were conscious of that.
Hmm. So then there are times, based upon what you're saying, I'm understanding, Mr. Lee, that when things are up front, close, and personal, it's actually a good thing. We look at it as being a challenge, and we look at it as something that we want to move away from us as quickly as possible. But sometimes, according to some of the information that you've shared with me before, it's an opportunity for us to take a look at it, evaluate that, evaluate where it is that we really want to be in life, and then bring all of those things to the potter's house if we are spiritually involved, and allow spirit and us to get in there, move that stuff around, shake it up, throw it up, throw it down, let the dust settle, and then take a look at what's left and go forward. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yes, sir, very accurate. And, you know, I would add that when people get present to, you know, those things that, you know, they bump up against the ceiling or bump into a wall consistently, you know, they really want to do something about that. I don't know, you know, people who like bumping their heads, you know, against the wall. So, again, they get to choose, hey, you can take the easy road, or, hey, you know, if you like bumping your head, who am I to stop you? You know, you can choose to continue to do that.
Excellent. Excellent. Joshua Lee, I want to thank you for being here with us this evening. We are certainly glad that you decided to take a little time out of your very, very, very busy and hectic schedule to stop by the No Show and to talk with us about creating, enhancing, and maintaining the game plan for your life and the lives of those within your circle of influence and even outside of that, because people are always watching us. And you will be surprised at the number of people that will say to you, you know, I've been watching you for some time, and because you did things a certain way, it made me reassess, reevaluate, and now I am doing something differently because of the fact that I saw what you were doing, and it made me want to do something different as well. So Mr. Joshua Lee has stopped by to share information with us. And this is the I Know Show, and we are really proud that you decided to be here with us. I want to tell you rather quickly about some of the shows that are available for your listening and for you to grow. That's what all of these shows are about. We spend a lot of time putting this energy and this love and this light into making this what it is that you want it to be. On Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to tell you about a couple of them. We have the Progressive News Weekly show at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and all of our shows are Central Standard Time. And that's hosted by Daryl Clark from New York. And the moderator and co-host is our own director of the Renford Broadcast Network, Cecil McDaniel. And the guests on that program include people like Dick Gregory, my good friend out of Washington, D.C., and they tend to focus on hot issues and current events. What's going on now? How are things showing up? And what is it that we want to see differently or do differently? We have the Searchers Roadmap show, which is hosted by my own moderator, Rhonda Harrison, and we're so grateful that she is back, that health and healing and spirit has allowed her the opportunity to come back and do the things that she does so wonderfully well, including hosting the Searchers Roadmap show at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. And she does it wonderfully, wonderfully well. That is the first RBR show, and thus it is the longest running show. Rhonda is a healer and often hosts shaman healers from around the world at her home 9,000 feet up the mountains of Colorado. New York and Rhode Island were probably feeling that they were 9,000 miles up the mountains of Colorado too in the last week or so. And so for all of you who are listening to us from there, we are so glad that you are well, that you are warm, that the sun is back and the snow has stopped momentarily anyway, and that all is well, and that your preparation and listening to the officials who did such a phenomenal job allowed you all to be okay. On Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, we have Soul Town, The Sound of Music, broadcast at 3 p.m. from Memphis, Tennessee by Reginald Jenkins. Reginald was a founding member and CEO of Soundtown Records, and he features musicians from around the world with a rich emphasis on the musical center of Memphis, Tennessee. And so we have all types of wonderful opportunities for you to grow and to move forward in wonderful ways on the RBR Network, and we invite you to come back and visit with us again and again and again. Joshua, I want for you to tell us again now about another some of the other people that had challenges that many of our listeners who are online now have, and how you helped them and what the outcome was of that. You go ahead and do that, and I'll be with, back with you in a moment. Go ahead and tell them about it.
Okay, great. So before I do that, just want to share with the listeners some of the names, the creative names that people come up with regarding the games they've been playing. And again, I try to keep it light and fun, because the lighter and more fun it is that you discover, oh, I've been bumping my head, you know, the more likely it is for you to be willing to release it. And so it's not so entrenched. So some of the games that people, the name of the games that people come up with is Yeah, But Not Really, The Woman Who Promised to Write a Book 10 Years in the Making. Another gentleman created a name called Can't Get It Right, or Can't Get Right, and it was dealing with his leadership within an institution. Another one is Funny Money, dealing with financial planning. Up in Smoke, it was a young man looking to buy a house, but really he was just burning his money up in other ways. And as I mentioned before, yeah, God, but really dealing with going into ministry. One powerful story I'd like to share is with a young lady who spent 30 years in corporate America, and she was out to make a difference with people in, based on her 30 years in the banking industry. Really loved interacting with people, and promised to write a book about her experiences and the things she acquired over the years. And she kept putting it off. And the more people she shared it with, the more people she pushed away because she became embarrassed and felt like she was a fake and phony. So consequently, her social network, as I call the four corners of support, had a lot of strained relationships in them. And when she discovered that she was playing the yeah, but not really game regarding her book, she went back to where this message and story kind of came from in her life. And she went back to her childhood and really discovered as a young child, she was able to talk her way in and out of things and not really given anything her full undivided attention. And so again, it's been exposed, the game she really was playing, and now she's at a moment of choice to not only, you know, get started with the book, but to really clean up those relationships that she, by the way, sort of moved away from. She was the one who no longer answered calls from them. And she contacted one guy in her social network who she apologized profusely to, and he was in her fear was that he would lash out against her. And sometimes we think the worst and think things are going to be more challenging and difficult than they really are. And he was just as loving and accepting of her and really moved her to tears, how she had, in her words, wasted years ducking and dodging this guy. And as a result of that, he connected her with someone who had written a New York Times bestseller, and they had done work together. Whether or not her book became a bestseller is yet to be determined, but she really took ground in writing her book after that, after her interactions with the game plan experience.
Awesome. That's a tremendous a point of clarification from some of the things that can come from this experience. One of the folks online actually asked the question, do you have to live in Baltimore to get the benefits of the game plan? What is your answer to that, Joshua?
No, you don't have to live in Baltimore. The game plan is a highly experiential and engaging process. So ideally, you would want to be face-to-face. But I've had some success with kind of guiding people through the game plan experience remotely, you know, with the use of technology, you know, using the phone and using the camera. And we were able to really make progress, you know, in the process.
Right. Absolutely. And that's what's so marvelous about where it is that we are right now. I travel extensively, and I might be anywhere at any given time, but yet on Wednesday night. We all know right where it is from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time where I'm going to be. And the same thing holds true for you, Joshua Lee, because the more that you do this and the more people that you are able to help and support, the better the tools will show themselves to help you to do that. You spoke with a young lady, we'll call her Miss Kay, a little bit earlier as well, Joshua, and I wonder if you could share some of what the challenges were and the outcome of that opportunity with that individual.
Yes. So Miss Kay, I mean, she got it going on. You know, with the game plan, you don't have to be in a negative space all the time to benefit mm-hmm. from the game plan. You know, you can be operating on all cylinders, doing, you know, what you're out to do, you know, 100% got it going on, and there's a ceiling that one experiences. You know, your ceiling may be that really stretches you, and, you know, it takes something to reach that ceiling may be different from mine. So mm-hmm. with Ms. Kay, she is a professional and has experienced very many successes in life, as she shared with me, and she really reached a ceiling of, like, what to do next. She wants to mm-hmm. go out on her own. She wants to break away from corporate America, and, you know, there's a barrier there. There's, you know, things kind of in the way, and so our work was really to unpack and get clear about what those things are or what those things were. And, you know, take what you're doing to the next level. You know, professional athletes don't settle for what they did last year or even the game before. They're always looking to stretch and get to the next milestone and, you know, go into what I call miracle territory, you know,
right.
i.e. A la Michael Jordan, the Michaels, Mike Tyson, Michael Jackson, you know, like that. So with Miss Kay, she's really at a crossroads and at, you know, a point in her life where she has to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And with the time we had, she got present to, oh, my goodness, like, I really want to go into doing my own thing. So what's in the way? You know, we talked briefly about that.
Mm-hmm.
She still, you know, medical insurance she still needs, right? So it's those real practical things oftentimes, Reverend Mac, that keeps us so-called tethered to the very things we're trying to break away from. So it really is an act of courage to really sever those ties.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, we didn't get very far, but she really got present to, yes, I really do want to go out on my own.
Excellent. And so that's the job of a coach, isn't it? A coach is someone who helps people to move into the next step or the next three steps or the next mile or the next 2 miles or the next across the state or across the world, if that is, in fact, what is really there for them. And so Joshua Lee is about the business of doing just that. His work is with a powerful system of coaching and counseling that he calls the game plan. And this program guides the player in each and every one of us is a player involved in self-discovery, and he supports them to push past life's challenges, life's opponents, and to continue moving forward and to not only do that, but as you go by those little things and you also acknowledge the milestone that has just been passed, because, you know, as we travel We also need to be able to look back and see what we've done along the way. And looking back and seeing what we've accomplished then allows us to move forward in wonderful and wonder-filled ways. I want for you to talk for a moment, if you will, Joshua, about spirituality and how your connection with spirit has helped you not only to help others, but help you to help yourself. And I know that's a subject that you can talk about all night, but I just want you to take maybe 3 or 4 minutes and address that for us as well, so that people understand the connection that we have with our spiritual side, and that everything else then kicks off from there.
Oh, man, you done said something there, Rev. So, you know, as I said earlier, that you know, God led me to my church home since 1999. I've been there, and just being obedient and listening to the still small voice within has allowed me to grow and mature spiritually, and you know, my creative, I call myself a creative spirit, and you know, I used to make wood crafts. I used to do wood crafts in my basement, and I say I evolved from, you know, a single piece of wood to, you know, creating something from nothing to now coming up out of the basement, literally dusting myself off, and now I get to create with people in their lives. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, I was, I call it being dispatched to a woman's shelter. I have a relationship with an organization in the city, and they know the kind of work I do, and I was dispatched there because there was a lot of unrest. The women there were about 15 women. They were at each other. And I took a colleague of mine, a female colleague with me, and we went in and we did work with them, right? We did work and it was one point, Reverend Mack, where I felt like, oh, my goodness, I am in over my head. So just got centered, paused for a moment, and let spirit just work with me. And what I heard in that moment was, share about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Did that.
Right.
I shared, you know, where I came from in terms of all the things I mentioned, violence and drugs and alcohol and mental illness in the family, and that shifted the energy in the space. And I now had the women's attention, and, you know, we kind of coasted from there. We had six sessions to perform a miracle, as I called it, and when we left there, we were just hugging each other. They were really appreciative, and they really began to get along with each other. So I take my spirituality, my spirituality goes before me and make the rough places smooth. It's great.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We are laughing, ladies and gentlemen, because that's one of my statements that I use in my meditations. And so that's why Joshua is messing with me about making the crooked path straight and removing any obstacles from the path. But that is what it is that we do. And when we are able to look back and remember those types of things, then it's important. Brother Joshua, in the last 3 minutes that we have here, I want to bring in another lady, Miss Michelle, that you worked with, and ask you to share with us and have her share with us what that was all about. Miss Michelle, are you there? Good evening.
I am here. How are you doing, Reverend McMillan? I'm enjoying you.
Oh, I'm so glad, and I'm so glad that you are here. This is a phenomenal lady who has multi-talents for certain. How did you all work together today? And again, this was one of those 15, 20-minute deals, guys. This isn't somebody that's been working with somebody for 3 years or so. In about 2 minutes, Joshua, I want for you to have a minute, and then I want for Michelle to have a minute to talk about your experience together, please. Joshua, you go first.
So I'd rather defer to Michelle first.
Okay, not a problem. That's a gentleman. I like that. Miss Michelle,
what
did you get from today's session?
I'm just very impressed with Mr. Lee and speaking about the game plan for your life. You know, I'm at that moment of choice as far as being clear on what game is it that I really want to be playing. And I shared some things with Mr. Lee as far as in my life, I started with wanting the boat. Now I want the ship. And as I think about my life, my plan, my game is always changing. So you want to continually say yes. You always still have to adapt to the game plan changing. And how do you encounter dealing with the unforeseen opponent, the unforeseen roadblock, and the setback? I mean, the setback. You know, you want to keep going, but yet there's so much opposition. And he really, really helped to empower me and inspire me to still stick with the game and to know who's in your corner and to move forward in spite of. And in the short time that we spent together, I realized I'm willing to change, I want to change, and I'm going to change. Again, understand that moment of choice. And I know that the game that I'm here to play is I'm in it to win it.
All right. Go, girl. You bad. I love it. I love it. Okay, now you only have 45 seconds, Joshua, by yielding to the lady. But I'm going to give you a minute, please, quickly.
Yeah, you know, as Michelle said, you know, she's in it to win, and I immediately picked up on that. She's a giver, and she is one who really looks out after other people. And sometimes the caregiver needs a reprieve. You know, the caregiver needs someone to care for him or her. And, you know, so the work that we began doing is really talking about, well, what are those gifts that she already has? What are those things that she has put on the shelf to deal with other people? Now it's time to dust those things off and put them into play. And
excellent.
She, you know, clear is ready to go, as it were,
right.
and begin to play a new game. I was so moved and inspired by her.
Excellent. I thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The No Show. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan. We have been listening to and enjoying Joshua Lee, a mental health professional licensed as a clinical social worker, living and working, playing and praying in Baltimore, Maryland. You may reach my friend, Brother Joshua Lee, directly by using the numbers that we gave you a little bit earlier. We want for you to do that. That's why he is here, to help, to support in whatever way he can at any time that he can. And you may reach him by calling 443-588-5048. You may reach him by going to www.whatsyourgameplanfor.com.